So there are different types of MBAs. There's the full-time MBA, part-time, as well as an executive. And I think that in that situation, at least applying to Ivy, anyone with more than about 7-ish years of work experience, definitely over the 10 mark, they're, because of that work experience they're bringing to the table, typically a better fit for our executive MBA program. So I'd be very hesitant and concerned if someone with about 15 years of work experience was applying to the full-time program, because it's a two-way street. No question, they would have a lot to contribute to the program. It's, will they get anything from it? Because average work experience in the class is about 4.5 years. And so that's where I would probably have a conversation with that person to discuss the opportunity in executive MBA.
I would do the same. I would encourage the person to do the executive MBA because, as Jenny mentioned, it's the they're going to contribute a lot, but what are we going to give to them at the end of the day? And also, since you brought it up about international degrees and masters and all that, I want to clarify one thing. Even if you have a master's degree, we still want to see the transcript. Our technical admitting degree is the undergraduate degree, though. But if you mention it in the application process, we would like to see the transcripts for sure, because we want to see the entire picture. How do you do academically?
Same thing goes here. We would recommend that they actually apply to the executive MBA. We do offer one as well.
It does depend for us on someone's background, because we have a large part-time program at Schulich, and we have a number of students in there that would have 7 or 8 years of full-time work experience. And so academically, if someone has 7 to 10 years, then much less emphasis is put on the academic grade point average as opposed to the experience in the GMAT and other factors. And that kind of file would go to a special admissions committee. Once you get over 15 years, although we have, certainly they're the minority of people in the program, but executive MBAs, and we have a very good one as well, they are very expensive. Compared to a regular part-time MBA program. So sometimes these people, even with that kind of experience, still are looking at a part-time program, which is an older group for us, even though the average years of experience in our part-time is 6 to 7 years. So it is a slightly older group than the full-time. Mm-hmm.